This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Protesters in Albuquerque were out multiple nights in a row after the verdict in the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor was announced September 23rd. A Kentucky grand jury declined to bring charges directly related to Taylor's death after Louisville officers shot and killed her during a late-night raid on her apartment in March. The only charge filed was of wanton endangerment when one officer shot into Taylor's apartment and her neighbor's residences. On Thursday evening, the second night of protests, about 50 people gathered in front of the UNM bookstore. KUNM's Yasmin Khan has more.
Black New Mexico Movement organizer Barbara Jordan addressed the crowd, invoking names of black victims of violence as helicopters circled overhead.
Emmett Till is a hero. Trayvon Martin is a hero. Yes. Tamir Rice is a yes. hero. Breonna Taylor is yes. a hero. And what do we do to our heroes? We honor them.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to honor our heroes.
On September 24th, protesters marched through Albuquerque's Knob Hill, some carrying photos of Breonna Taylor and calling out to diners sitting on patios, some of whom raised their fists or came out and joined the chanting. Black New Mexico Movement organizer Tay Berry says the emotions driving continued protest for black lives have shifted since the initial uprising after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day.
I think at first it was more it was grief. We was grieving, we lost. Now I think it's more of hurt. We hurt now, we angry. Like I told everybody last night, don't hold back that feeling of being sad and being hurt. Let it out. Now is the time to let it out.
Members of the Brown Berets, a pro-Chicano movement that emerged in the 1960s, joined the march in solidarity, and they said to provide security. Michelle Martinez, a member of the Brown Berets, said the Black Lives Matter movement is important to all people of color.
It is generations upon generations of them beating up on black and brown people. And I'm going to say them. You know, I say our government, white supremacy. So I'm here to stand against that. I'm here to stand up for my black and brown brothers and sisters.
Organizer Barbara Jordan says people need to stand up against racism in their everyday lives beyond coming to protest.
If you notice someone following a person of color or a black person around in a store, say something, question it. If you notice an applicant at your job that didn't get a job and they chose someone else, but you know that that person of color is clearly more qualified, question it. We have to say something every time. That's the only way we're going to make change.
Jordan says citizens have an opportunity to fight systemic racist violence at the highest levels of government when they vote on November 3rd. She called for people to register to vote and to request their absentee ballots or vote early.
And it has to be from the top down. We have to dismantle this system of racism. We are tired of it.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
After a couple hours of marching, protesters dispersed peacefully. The next night, Friday, protesters gathered to celebrate Breonna Taylor's life in front of the UNM bookstore again. Shortly after 8 p.m., a car drove through the crowd. In a video shot by New Mexico In-Depth reporter Sean Griswold, dozens of people scattered. Griswold reported that no one was hit or injured. Albuquerque police said in a statement that they are investigating the incident and that they were not aware that protesters planned to march that night. On Saturday, September 26th, the Daily Lowell reported that UNM students led a conversation about racism in front of the La Posada dining hall. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.
The former Louisville officer charged with wanton endangerment in Taylor's case pleaded not guilty last night, NPR reports. Learn more at KUNM.org.